Marsha Higgins was first elected to the Ann Arbor City Council in 1999. Her challenger, Jack Eaton, is hoping the third time is the charm as he tries to win a seat representing the 4th Ward. Eaton says spending priorities is a big difference between the two candidates.
This council has spent millions of dollars first to plan and move utilities for a U of M parking lot on Fuller Road that failed. Then now, last year, they spent $500,000 planning an Amtrak station for that same property. And we really haven't made a decision as to what we're going to do with that property, but we've spent millions, and those millions could have gone into police, fire, or a variety of other uses.
Eaton says Higgins also played a key role in zoning changes that have unleashed a wave of expensive student housing in the downtown and changes that are impacting neighborhoods as well. Higgins says she's worked hard on looking forward and managing the inevitable change that's coming.
I look forward, and I work very collaborative with all of my council members. I work very hard on the issues. I'm responsive to my residents, and it's about change. It's about managing change, and it can't always be about, no, everything was a mistake. Everything can't be a mistake. There are certainly some good wins the city has done, and we're working on more.
Higgins says she has also worked hard to ensure Ann Arbor has a balanced budget while addressing infrastructure needs. No other candidates have filed to run in the November election, so the primary winner will likely take the city council seat. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.